Matthew, would you like to tell me about your farming up to here with your brother and your dad now?
Yeah, so we moved to the farm in 1976. Me and Sam are the fourth generation to farm here. Milk about 120 cows and about 200 head of stock, including all the young stock.
Are your cows pedigree Holsteins?
Yeah, pedigree Holstein, yeah. They average about 10,000 litres. We were in a countryside stewardship until about 4 years ago, but we came out of that and we've reseeded all the ground and improved a lot of ground since then.
So you'd say you've got like intensive grassland now?
Yeah, a lot more intensive than it would have been historically. But we have got 120 acres of moorland that's, moorland, we can't really do anything with it. We just leave that for, you know, wildlife. And
do you get any payments at all for that now?
No, we're not in any schemes with the moorland.
Would you like to go in a scheme in the future?
Possibly, yeah. We probably would look to go in a scheme, but it's got right to roam on the moor, which is a bit detrimental, really, because all the ground nesting birds that would nest on there, people let the dogs run all over it and walk all over it, and so it's like it shoots itself in the foot, really. I don't think it's suited, really.
Yeah. So again, just dodging back to the farm.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of money, what, in the last 5 years investing in the farm. Can you tell me what you've done?
Yeah, five or 6 years ago, we put a new milking parlour in. At the same time, there was the East Midlands Development Agency grants were being offered, so we had a lot of grant funding for the milking parlour and for cow health and welfare. We had a lot of mattresses and tipping water troughs, which make it easier to have clean water for the cows, and cow brushes for keeping the cows clean and all the rest of it. We also had activity monitors for the cows, which monitor cows in bulling and whether they've got low activity and high activity.
So those are on the pedometers?
Yeah, those are the pedometers on the feet.
And is that linked to your computer?
Yeah, that's linked to the parlour. So as soon as the cows come in the parlour, it puts the cow's number on the individual computer that goes down the parlour for the cow, and it feeds the cow, records its yield, the conductivity in the milk, of course the activity as well. And then since then we've not really increased the herd to put the parlour in, but over the next few years we wanted to expand up to about 200 cows so that me and my brother can sort of take a decent living out of the farm, really.
So have you seen a benefit out of the money that you've spent?
Yeah, definitely. It's improved the yields. When I left school, yields were about 6,000 litres. We milked 56 cows, we're doing about 6,000 litres. We now do about 10,000 litres and 120 cows. Since I put the parlour in, I'd say yields have increased about 2,000 litres. Cases of mastitis have dropped from about 40 down to, I think we had 11. We had 40 cases per 100 cows, or 40% mastitis rate, and we're down to 11% last year.
And what do you put that down to?
For a start, the milking equipment's far better because the pulsation's electric, not vacuum operated. It's a lot more consistent. The old milking parlour was about 40 years old and it had its day completely. And also the automatic dipping and flushing system, which disinfects each unit between the cows, so there's no cross-contamination between cows at milking time. It made a big difference. And we have a teat preparation brush as well, which cleans the cow's teats and disinfects them a lot more effectively than you would do normally or would have done before.
And have you seen any downsides on the increase in productivity on the cows?
No, I don't think so. At the moment, we average 5.2 lactations before the cows leave the herd, and the average age is about 7.5 years old before they leave the herd. So at the moment, things are pretty good. Our replacement rate's about 22%, I think. So 22% of the cows leave the herd every year. But yeah, as I said, because we've got quite a lot of staff, is my mum and dad and me and my brother, on 120 cows, stockmanship's pretty decent.
You can put a lot of time into them,
yeah,
can't
but,
you?
Yeah, we've got a lot of time for the cows, yeah. Put them first, tend to, if you can.
What about downsides generally on farming at the moment? What do you find?
Milk price has been really challenging over the last 2 to 3 years. Just after put the parlour in, we had a real good 18 months. Milk price got up to, I think, 35p for us. And then it crashed about 2 years ago, and we got down to about 17 pence, which is ridiculous, really. Yeah, exactly half the price. 17.4p we drew this time last year, 12 months ago.
So that was that really tough?
Yeah, it was pretty challenging for us, especially because we've obviously invested pretty heavily over the last 5 or 6 years, and all the reseeding work as well.
Will cost money.
Yeah, we've spent $20,000 alone on lime in the last 5 years. But I know you still see the benefit because we get reduced feed costs from better quality forage and all the rest of it. So, but yeah, 17.5p,
not good.
Not much bloody hard work.
Do you see yourself in the future wanting to get some more different species into your grassland instead of it being just ryegrasses?
Yeah, probably. I know another farmer who's trialled these diverse swards with a lot of different species of grass and herbs and plantain and stuff like that. I think we would be. At the moment, we're cutting the grass about 6 times a year and aiming to make...
To conserve?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, we did third cut about two or three weeks ago. We're aiming to do fourth cut in about 10 days. We cut every 28 to 32 days.
So you're middle of July and you're doing...
Yeah, fourth cut, yeah.
Crumbs.
Yeah, we took first.
They must be small cuts then.
Yeah, they're very light cuts, yeah. But we aim to get as high a quality forage into the cow as we can, really. The forage you're actually analysing better than the concentrate that we're feeding at the moment. But it comes at a cost. I think it's more expensive to do it, but then the quality's there, so the milk's there. So I think it'll pay you back.
So what other challenges do you see in farming now?
The weather's always a challenge, but...
It always has been there, hasn't it?
Yeah, Brexit's going to be challenging. I suppose it's just a leap into the unknown.
Nobody knows.
I don't think, to be fair, a lot will change, really, because I don't think it can. But as far as farming goes for us, you're sort of governed by the milk price, really. It's something out of your control. All you can do is control your costs and, try and... lower your cost of production, increase your efficiency. It's the only thing you can do, really.
So you're confident of your future?
Yeah, pretty confident, yeah.